at our ring time. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Manager Squire Skimp arranged to open the circus at the county seat. And as we look in on the little community today, we find the whole troop has arrived in that town. Lum and Abner are pretty worn out helping unload the trucks. Listen.
Oh, Granny's Abner, let me sit down on that trunk. More to a frazzle. More to a frazzle.
Well, now, we can't sit down now, Lum. Squire says we got to help them Rouster Bouts, or whatever he calls them, put up the tent.
I just can't do it, Abner. I've got to get some rest. I never realized before what hard work it is being the owner of a circus.
Well, come on now. We better get over and start helping.
Well, now, just wait a minute. Hold your horses. Let me get my breath.
Long Squire says we've got to work fast if we want the show ready to put on by this afternoon.
Well, let him work fast. He's supposed to be the manager, you know. I never loaded and unloaded so many cages and trunks in all my life.
No, there were a lot of them.
Abner, I ain't so sure this circus business is such a good idea or not. Maybe we ought to get out of it right now before we lose all our money in it.
Oh, Lum, we don't want to get out of it. I sort of like it. It's kind of fun.
It's kind of expensive fun, looks to me like.
I just love this idea of traveling around with the circus. Going all over the country,
well,
doing
now,
everything.
Well, wait a minute, Abner. We're going to travel with them.
Huh?
We can't do that. We've got the store to think about.
Well, Grandpappy Spears is running that, I thought.
Well, I just got him for a couple of days. He can't hold that job down for very long. He'd bankrupt us.
Oh, he would.
Well, we've got to get back there. I just thought we ought to come along on this trip to the county seat because this is the grand opening of our circus.
Lum, we was talking the other day about going along with the circus.
Well, I never knowed how much work there was to it then. I couldn't stand up under this, no way.
Well, it might get easier as we go along, maybe.
No, we ain't circus workers, and we might just as well admit to it right now. Just ain't cut out for it.
We're circus owners.
Well, that's different. You don't have to know nothing about a business to own it. We've got Squire to run it for us. That's what we hired him for, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but...
All right, then. Back to Pine Ridge and the Jot'em Down store for us. Leastways it is for me. I'm done with the sawdust life. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, there you are, Lum. I'm just looking for you.
Yeah, well, we'll get out there and get to work, Squire. I just wanted to rest a few minutes.
Oh, cut, that's all right. I just want to tell you the good news.
Good news?
Yes, after tonight's performance, we're pulling up stakes and moving on to Cherry Hill.
Well, that's fine, but as far as
I'm play concerned... Cherry Hill tomorrow and then Mount Ida on Friday. It's going to keep us hopping, but that's what we circus folks like. Yes, indeed. Well, it looks like we're on our way, Lum.
Well, Squire, that's good news, all right, but for me traveling along with the circus, that's out.
What do you mean, Lum?
Well, I just can't do it, Squire. I've got to watch the store and everything. You can never handle everything all right, can't you?
Well, Lum, this is a pretty big undertaking, you know. I'm going to need all the help I can get. And we can't afford to hire anybody else right now. I've gone limit on hiring acts and one thing or another. In fact, I just hired a new horse act.
I thought you said last night we wasn't going to get no more acts.
Yes, well,
we're going to go broke before we get to Mount Ida, or Cherry Hill, even.
Yes, well, Lum, this seemed like a rather impressive act. It should be a big drawing card. Is it a talking horse, Squire?
Well, we better not take him on right now, Squire.
Just no.
Go along with what we've got.
But, Lum, I've already signed him up.
Well, unsign him then, or do something. Where's that grub wagon, or whatever you call it? I'm going to get some more breakfast. Maybe that'll revive up my strength.
It's over there by the calliope, Lum.
Yeah, I'll find it.
What's the matter with him, Abner? Doesn't seem in a very good humor this morning. Well, he just wore out from working so hard, I think. Well, I guess we've all had our shoulder to the wheel pretty strenuously this morning. But is Lum serious about not traveling with the show? That's what he claims. Says that we just ain't cut out for such as this. Oh, pish-posh. We'll have plenty of things to do before this is over. And he might change his mind about that, too, Abner. I don't know. I believe his head's set, Squire. Again, he gets that away. It's just like arguing with a stump on fire to try to change his mind.
Well, we need him, though, Abner. And we need that act that he wants me to cancel.
Hey, Mr. Squire.
What is it, Cedric, my boy?
There's a woman over here that says she wants to see you. Says her name is Nerzino or something.
Oh, that must be Zenora, yes.
Who?
Zenora, the bareback rider with the horse act I was telling you a little about.
Rather attractive woman.
Yeah, boy.
Tell her I'll be right over and talk to her, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Sure will. Yes, Mom.
And Abner, you better get out there and see if those rassabouts are getting up that tent. And when you see Lum, don't mention that I'm not canceling that act either.
Well, he'll see it in the show this afternoon, Squire.
Well, yes, but it'll be too late then. You better get going now, Abner. We want to make this the biggest grand opening any circus ever had. Well, by George, we did it, Abner. We gave him a grand opening this town isn't going to forget very soon.
Yeah, we sure packed them in. I believe they liked the show, too.
Oh, they loved it. It was a panic.
Oh, I know I sure enjoyed it. Boy.
Yeah, where was you sitting, Cedric? I never seen you nowhere.
Oh, I was sitting around different places. Sat there with the band for a while.
Oh, Cedric, that's something I want to talk to you about.
Mom?
When the sideshow's over, you don't have to stay out there in your wild man's cage, but I don't think you should wander around the main tent loose.
Well, I weren't doing no harm, Mr. Squire. I weren't bothering nobody.
Well, that's the whole trouble right there, Cedric. If the customers see the wild man from Borneo walking around inside the tent, eating popcorn and cotton candy like everybody else, they're going to start thinking you aren't wild at all.
Oh, I keep forgetting I'm wild, though.
That's well, they're liable to think you're a fake, even.
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah, all right. Just try to remember that, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
And whatever you do, don't play with that yo-yo anymore.
Oh, yes, Mom. No, Mom.
And if you want to see the circus, put on a clown suit or something like that so they won't recognize you, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Here, Mr. Squire, you want the rest of my cotton candy?
No, I don't.
Well, you can have it if you want it. I'm sick of it. I've got it in my hair and everything else.
Well, I don't wonder you've been eating it steadily all day long.
Hands is all red from it.
Yes, I know, Cedric. Have to get you a loon if you keep eating that stuff all the time.
I've got it worked up in a little bitty ball for you.
Get it away from me, Cedric. I don't like it. Now, where's Lum? I haven't seen him since the show's over. Matter of fact, I don't remember seeing him during the show.
Well, he was sitting there within one of them box seats. Fuck, I don't think he'll admit it. I believe he enjoyed it something wonderful.
What did he say when the bareback riding act came on, Abner?
Oh, he's pretty mad about that. Said he had a good mind to fire you.
He did, huh? What else did he say?
Oh, that's about all.
We started quit eating this stuff.
Mumbled to himself a little bit more and then never said another word during the whole act. He was sulking, I reckon.
Yes, well, I hate to go against him anyway, but we needed that act to put the circus over.
I just loved it myself.
Well, if that's the way the Lum took it, I don't suppose we'll have any chance of talking him into traveling with the show.
No, I'm afraid not, Squire. Looks like I'll have to go back to Pine Ridge, too, Dad, blame it.
I'll travel with the show, Mr. Squire.
I reckon I better go out and find Lum right now. Try to get him in a good humor again. I suppose he's more likely.
Well, we sure put it over today, gentlemen.
Huh? Why, Lum?
Yes, sir, that was as nice a little show as I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, where you been, Lum? I just going to look for you.
So I've been back there looking over them horses the bareback rider used in that new act we got, you know.
Why, yes.
And there's a fine span of horses as I ever thought eye on.
Yes, well, I'm glad you approved of that act, Lum.
Ain't a spur or spavin' on them nowhere. Fine horses.
Lum.
Bandies.
If we're going back to Pine Ridge today, we better get started.
How she can jump from one horse to the other and that away and them a-running is more than I can see.
Cedric, will you watch where you lay that dead ratted cotton candy? That's the third time I've nearly said on it.
Excuse me.
What'd you say the little lady's name is that rides them horses, Squire?
He's a brand new crowder. What'd you say, Lum?
The little lady that rides them horses. What's her name again?
Oh, Zenora, I believe she calls herself.
Yeah, Zenora. Don't see why I can't recollect that. Uncommonly pretty name.
When do you want to head for home, Lum? We ought to get started before it gets too dark, I reckon.
What'd you say, Abner?
What's the matter? Are you losing your hearing? I said, when do you want to start back to Pine Ridge?
Back to Pine Ridge?
Yeah.
Well, we ain't got time to go back to Pine Ridge, silly. We've got to be in Cherry Hill tomorrow.
Huh?
Look, Abner, you might as well get this through your head right now. If we're going to take this circus on the road, you can't expect to be go running back home every day.
But you said...
No, you just can't do it, Abner. What do you want to do, make Squire run this whole thing by himself? Let's see, now we play Cherry Hill tomorrow, and then we move on and go to the Mount Ida. Yes, sir, looks like we're going to be on the road with this show a long, long time.
Well, now, what do you suppose made Lum change his mind? It couldn't have been Zenora, could it?